Love, Karmaşa ya, ya apavargaşa na artha arthaya upakalpate na arthasya dharma ikantasya kama lavaya hi smitaha. Began this discussion about dharma. We have several times described dharma, the constitutional characteristic that is called dharma. So, people have taken dharma for sense guidance. Just like generally, people go to the church or temple for asking some material gain. That is of beginning of God consciousness. Chaturvidha bhajante imam sukriti na arjuna artha arthati vidyasu jnani cha bharatasya. All classes are met. Means those conditions show. People who are pious, not ordinary men, those who are pious. Therefore, in the Vedic principle, everyone has been directed to become pious. Punya karma. Praja dujjana saṃsatvam vaja sādhu samādhavam. This is moral instruction. But don't keep company with dujjana. Dujjana means those who are very much attached to material enjoyment. They are called dujjana. Actually, human life is meant for tapasya, not to become like cats and dogs and hogs, simply eating and sense gratification. That is not human. This is Vedic civilization. Because human life is paid for making solution of all problems. Here it is said, dharmasya cha apavargasya. Apavarga, a means negation, and pavarga, pavarga, pa pa ba bha ma. Just as those who are acquainted with Sanskrit grammar, there are five vargas. Ka varga, kha varga, cha varga, ka varga. Similarly, pa varga. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. So pa varga means that take me, the material life, in different aspects. First of all, material life is parishram, hard labor. This is called pa, parishram. And then, pa, the labor is so hard, sometimes foam comes, we have seen, from the mouth of the horse, cows, and bulls, dogs, we have also, our tongue become dry after working very hard. There are forms. This is paw, paw, paw. And paw means barefoot. In spite of so much labor, our self-gratification is not fulfilled. That is called barefoot. Pa, pa, ba, basata, and then bha, bha means bhoy, always fearful, ahara nidra bhayamai tunet. Every conditioned soul is subjected to fearfulness. What will happen next? Big, big politicians, just like in USA, President Nixon, he also under fear, how these people will drive me away. So this boy must be there. Hard labor for election, then rejection, then boy, faithfulness, whether my this position will remain or not. Nobody is free, even Brahma, big demigods, they are also fear. Bhayam dhitiya avi nivesatasya. Shastra says, when one is attached to the other thing except God, dhitiya, because God is one, is a Brahma. When one is not Brahma realized, the other realized means illusion realized, then there is war. So, apavarga, pa, pa, ba, bha. In this way, ma means mithu, death. So, this has been summarized. These are called pavarga. And apa, a means to nullify. So, dharma, practice of dharma, means to nullify these conditions, these measurable conditions of material existence. That is the purpose of dharma. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Apavargasya, to cease this labor. Vikarjantana, three types of miserable conditions. Adhvatmik, adhibhoti, adhigoyu. That is animal life, bodily concept of life. Therefore, dharma should be practiced for nullifying, because we do not want to work very hard, every one of us, but we have to, especially at the present moment. That is stated in the Bhagavata, in the Kali Yuga. The situation will be so much deteriorated that simply for a piece of bread, one has to work just like an ass. Very hard labor. It has come to become so gradually. It will deteriorate more and more. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now rice and wheat is selling at a high price, 3 rupees kilo. But time will come when if you pay 300,000 rupees, still it will not be available. Especially rice, wheat, sugar, and milk, and fruits. That means Shaktika. These things will be finished. Therefore they are learning How do you eat beef? This is the beginning. As a child learns to eat, literally. Otherwise, there will be no more food. Therefore, dharma is required to stop this miserable condition of life. That is real dharma. Therefore, to come to the real point of dharma, transcendental position, in the material condition and life, the dharma, varnashram dharma, chatutvarnamaya system, sunatarma vibhava. Vipradaya gunad pitha, chatutvarna. Jai sankrisam sasat atatavom isvaram, navajanti avajananti. Purusasva asravaisa ha. Sattara yogiri varna vipradha gunartritha. These are the statements of Shastra. That the human society, just to make it real human society, not cats and dog society, there must be varnasa. That is dharma. In the material state, when we have to take care of this body, there must be this varnasa. That is systematic human society. If there is no varnasam dharma, then it is caste and dog society. In the caste and dog society, there is no varnasam. They do not require it, neither they can understand. So the human society becomes varnasam less. Without varnasam dharma, then it is caste and dog society. Then subjected to the so many miserable conditions of material nature. That is inevitable. So dharma, first of all, this dharma. Chatutvarnamaya system, gunatarma, this is dharma. Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma, and Shudra dharma, Brahmachari dharma, Grihastha dharma, we call Grihastha dharma. Otherwise, wife and children, they cats and dogs have also, wife and children. Then why? This is called dharma. Dharma viruddha, tamasmi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, dharma viruddha, avuruddha, tamas. Sex life, sense gratification, which is not against dharma. That is all. So, there must be dharma. Characteristic. This is the characteristic of brahmana. This is the characteristic of kshatriya. This is the characteristic of vaishya. This is the characteristic of shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This must be systematically organized. That is called dharma. Because the real purpose is dharmasya hi apavargasya. Just to nullify this miserable condition of material life. Not dharmasya hi, dharmasya cha hi apavargasya, na artha arthaya upakalpate. Now it has been taken as I am Brahmin. So, how to earn more money? By giving somebody blessings, or giving some money, or I shall make some puja, he'll get some material benefit. This puja, that puja, especially demigods, he was saying, Kali puja, so he'll be able to eat meat, then Chandi puja, then he'll be able to drink wine, and so many others. They're also in the scriptures, because people want, there are varieties of men. So, they have been given. These are regulative principles. Just like Kali puja. Puja of the goddess Kali. The real purpose is to eat meat. Because in any other demigod worship, there is no animal sacrifice. But there are some demigods. The purpose is, instead of purchasing from the slaughterhouse, if they are restricted that you eat meat after worshipping this demigod, there will be some restriction. That is the purpose. To come in, to bring him under restriction. Otherwise it is not required at all. And you will find in the panchanga that today meat eating is prohibited. Actually it is prohibited. But those who are meat eaters, they cannot give up. Therefore, one restriction, this restriction, that restriction, everything to bring him under regulatory principle. Because real purpose is to make him detach from this material attraction and make him promoted above Arugastha, how to get out of this material miserable condition. This is called dharma sahi apavargas. Not that we have got this ceremony today, Kali Puja ceremony. Let us sacrifice thousands of goats and eat and drink and manger. That is not the purpose. No arthaya upatalpa. Some artham is material. Paramartham is spiritual. So, execution of dharma, religion, never mind, Hindu religion or Christian religion, the purpose is not for any material gain. No upakalpa. Dharmasya hi apavargas. No artha. Arthaya upakalpate. Then, what about our sense gratification? We must have, without this body, we must have some facility. So that is also described here. Na arthasya dharma ikantasya. Arthasya, one who is actually a student of dharma, ikantasya. Na arthasya dharma ikantasya. Kama labhaya hismitaha. Not for sense gratification. He requires some money. So by your profession, either as a brahmana, or as kshatriya, or as a vaishya, or as a sudra, a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, that is for spiritual advancement. And for material, this brahman, kshatri, vaishya, sudra. So he requires some money. Because without money, without source of income, how we can live? But that is not meant for sense gratification. That's what he said. Na arthasya dharma ikantasya kama labhaya hisa. Just like everyone is earning money simply for sense gratification. And there are so many advertisements for sense gratification. If you go to the city, you'll find all the shops, cinema, hotel, and wine shop, and this shop, and that shop. What are these? Big, big, nice sari displayed, demonstrated. Everything is for sense gratification. So this is not meant for. You require money. People are hankering after money. How I shall get money to purchase this nice sari? For my wife, or for my beloved, for my... Then how I shall purchase wine, how I shall purchase this car, this... Everything is that. Everything is meant for karma, for sense gratification. But naturally, one should be inclined to earn money, more money, and more sense gratification. That means he is becoming implicated. That he does not know. Nunam pramatta puruti vikarma. Pramatta, because they have become mad after sense gratification. They are doing everything which should not be done. Vikarma. Karma, Vikarma, Aparma. So, no, people are generally doing Vikarma. Vikarma means forbidden. Sinful activities, they call Vikarma. Karma is not sinful. Karma means according to the direction of the Veda. That is called Karma Kanda. But Vikarma means against the principle of Dharma. That is called Vikarma. So, this has been observed. Therefore, Maharaj Rishabde says, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Gadindyatri Kareyapinoti. Nasadhumanne Gatvatmanayam. Asanlapi Kleshade Asati. My dear wife, people are so mad at us and that they are simply doing things which should not increase. So, why they are increasing? Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Just indriya pritaya, simply for self-satisfaction. No other business. If they go to the cinema, or to the wine shop, or to so many other things, there are varieties. Simply self-satisfaction. And there is no other profit. But the Shastra says, nasadhuva, nasadhu manne. Jato atmanaya, asannapi kleshade asateya. If people do not understand that this material body means suffering, they do not understand. They think very nice body. The cats and dogs may think like that. Just like hog. Hog is thinking, I am very happy. And he is getting fat. He will find. They think, I am very happy. What is that happiness? I am eating stool. Oh, that's very good. Then, whether living now in the most insanitary condition, but he is also thinking, that I am happy. So this is called Maya. This is called illusion. Everyone is thinking that I am very happy. Although his body, this material body means suffering. Who is the person here who is not, why you are getting this fact? Because the body is suffering on account of excessive heat. This is for adhidvaihi. This heat, excessive heat, excessive food. These are also suffering. This is called adhidvaihi. But we are thinking we are very comfortable. We never think that I do not want this heat. Why it is being forced upon me? That is never comes. If there is any remedy, I do not want it. But this body, as soon as you accept this material body made of these five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, this is material body. So, Krishnadev says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Just indriya pitaya. Simply you have got this body, the concept of life means the senses. Indriyani para. The senses are very proud. So simply for sense gratification, we are acting so much sinfully that we are becoming implicated. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Just indriya pitaya. Aprinoti. Na sadhu manne. And this is not good. Why? Now, jato atmana, the soul. Atmana, asannapi kleshade asade. The atma, the soul has accepted this body on account of this vikarma. On account of this vikarma. Therefore, people should be instructed to be expert in sukarma. Sutriti. Sukriti. That Sukriti is this Krishna consciousness. Sukriti. Basically, in fact, Sukriti na. Sukriti na bhajanti ma. Sukriti na arjuna. Unless one is Sukriti ma, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, everyone should be instructed to become Sukritiva, Punnava, Jisam Anta Gotam Papam, Janalang Punnakarmana. Unless one is free from all sinful activities, simply by acting piously, Janalang Punnakarma. Tevadanda Mahamin Mukta Bhajanti Maham Vilubh. They can understand what is Krishna. And what is Krishna worship? Others cannot do. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is to make people free from all sinful activities. Then they will be happy. Because in the soul proper, it is pure. Just like you contaminate some disease. So you suffer, you have got fever, you have got some pain. So you have to go to the physician. He will give you some medicine to counteract the contamination, then you become happy. Similarly, we are our part and parcel of God, Krishna. Naturally, we must be happy. Anandamaya Abhyasa. This is our position, that we must be always Anandamaya, jubilant. This is our position. Just like Krishna is dancing, you have seen. Similarly, our position is simply dancing with Krishna and be happy. That is our position. But we have come to this material world to enjoy independence of Krishna. Therefore, we have been captured by the illusory energy. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kore, vasete mayatare japotiya dhore. As soon as we forget, or we defy, to enjoy with Krishna, just like a big man, a rich man. So, the rich man is enjoying, along with the servants are also enjoying. The servants are not poor. In a rich man's house. He is eating of the same thing. He is also riding on the same car with the master. Rather, the driver is in the front and the master is in the back. So, in this way, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like in a family. Why you take the risk of having? To enjoy that. I am alone. I can remain happy. Now why you take the wife? I know if I marry, then there will be children, there will be so many responsibilities, but why you accept for happiness? Similarly, Krishna is the supreme happy person. So we are part and parcel of Krishna to remain with Krishna always. And he becomes happy, we are happy. This is our position. That we have forgotten. We wanted to be happy. Just like we have many examples. A very rich man's son, he wants to become happy without his father. He becomes independent, comes out of home, and goes here and there, but he does not become happy. There are many instances. Again, he comes back home. Similarly, our position in this material world is like that. Our position is very jubilant and happy. Anandamaya Vyasa. Satchidananda. Satchidana. We have got our eternal life. Sat, chit, and full of knowledge and blissful. That's Krishna has got. That because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Mami Vamsa Jivabhut. So Krishna is though. I am also good. If Krishna is happy, then I must be happy. If Krishna is jubilant, then I must be jubilant. Where from we get this idea of happiness? Because we are part of Krishna. There's a Krishna dances with the gopis. We also want to dance with the young girls here in this material. Why? Where from this the idea you have got? The idea is already there. And you are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore you have got this opportunity. So, Anandamaya Bhasa, that this thing can be purely enjoyed, not alone in this material world. But you have to go back to home, back to Krishna, and there is your real life. Krishna comes there though. This place is Rasa Dance in Vrindavan. So attract these fallen souls. That if you want enjoyment, why not come back to me? Here is enjoyment. Here is enjoyment. Eternal enjoyment. Why you are rocking in this material world and becoming implicated sometimes as Brahma and sometimes as this, one in these two enjoyment, varieties of enjoyment. Why? Why you are so become fool? Therefore Krishna says, he comes here, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam. You come to me. Why you are bothering in this way and suffering that people are not here? That is the difficulty. That is the difficulty. Krishna, this place, what is the standard of happiness with Krishna in Vrindavan? Kutapunna punya, ittam brahma sukhana bhutya, dasangatanam kharudayyatena, maya sitanam narudaratena, sartham vijarhu, kutapunna punya. Sukhdev Goswami is remarking when he saw, he came to the position of describing Krishna playing with the coward boys. So, the coward boys are playing. Sometimes Krishna is defeated. He has to take one coward boy on his shoulder. So, Sukhdev Goswami is telling you, who are these coward boys? They're playing with Krishna. They are not ordinary cowards. Krita punya punya. After many, many births, accumulation of pious activities, now they have come to play with Krishna. So this is the position. Ittam brahma sukhanubhutya. Here is Krishna. Who is that? The supreme brahma, parabrahma. The jnanis. They want to appreciate the supreme brahma. Satam. Brahma sukha. Brahma sukha. They are after brahma sukha. Here is the source of brahma sukha. Brahmanaham pratistha. So, here is the, just like the light, illumination. There is a source of light. The sunshine. Illumination. The source is the sun's glow. Similarly, the brahma jyoti. Where is the source? Krishna says, Brahmana Aham Pratistha. I am the source. From it comes, me it is coming. Therefore, the same thing is, Ittam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya. The source of Brahma Sukha. Ittam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya, Da Sangatanang Naradharate. Parudaivate. And Da Sangatana. Those who have accepted the principle of to become the servant of many devotees. The devotees, they never want to become one with Brahma equalness. Sadhujya Mukti. They will never accept. They want to keep their individuality and enjoy Krishna. That is Vaishnava Prabhu. Ittam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya Dasangatanam Paradaivatena. Paradaivata, the Supreme Lord. And Maya Sitanam Narudaratena, and those who are under the influence of Maya, they are thinking Krishna as ordinary human child. Narudaratena. But, after all, these boys who are playing, Sartang Vijarhu, Kita Punya Punya, after accumulating many lives, pious activities, now they are promoted here at Vrindavan to play Krishna. So to play with Krishna, to become associate of Krishna, to dance with Krishna, it's not ordinary thing. We want to do that. We want to do that here. We have got many sporting clubs, dancing clubs, because we want to do that. But we want to do in this material world. That is our ticket. The same thing you can do with Krishna. Just become Krishna conscious. And you get the opportunity. Why you are suffering here for sporting and dancing? That is called dharmasyahi apavargasa. Stop this. Always painful condition of material life. Tatta dehang punarjarmanai. Because we have got this material body. This material body means the desire of all sufferings. By artificial method, so-called scientific advancement, we are trying to patch up, but that is not real happiness. He can go on continuing patching us. This is called maya. He cannot. The real purpose is that everyone wants to live and endure, but the maya will not allow. You can have very nice skyscraper building, but have you made any insurance that you will be allowed to enjoy this house? No, sir. There is no such insurance. At any moment, the nature will call, please get out. Immediately. So I have got to do something. Say, no, sir. Please get out. Can you stop that? Then why you are making plans? Your real plan is not there. Whether you'll be allowed to stay here. There is no insurance. And why you are taking so much trouble? Therefore, no long pramatta kurupi bikarma. The whole day, night, they're working like ass. Otherwise, there is no assurance whether the happiness for which he is laboring so hard will be allowed to be in here. That is no certainty. This is not. Nasadhu manne, jato atmanayam. Jato, this up this day. This is not good business, my dear boss. Because you have got this body on account of this heart, liver, and planning in your last life. Jato atmanayam asannati akresat. Again, you want to have another body to suffering. What is this intelligence? You are already suffering. You have got all one type of body, which means suffering. By your past activities, again you are doing the same to get another body to suffer. Is that very intelligence? No, that is not intelligence. Nunam pramatta puruti vikarma. Pramatta. These are madman's business. Real business is how I shall become permanently happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, dharma dharma me dipam, jo janati tat tat. Gatka deham punar dharma naiti. Maam eitim, kauntiya. That is perception. Maam upeshta kauntiya, dukkha layam sasatam, napnu banti mahatma, sansiddhim parvanas. So this is the real life. Take to Krishna consciousness and execute it. We are opening centers all over the world to give this time. It is not a whimsical concoction. It is strictly according to the Shastra. Without any mistake authorized, if you take to this Krishna consciousness movement, you will be happy, particularly. Thank you very much.